We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome into the program Jason Longshore, of course, Atlanta United analyst, brought to you by Heineken 0.0, great taste and zero alcohol. Morning to you, Jason.
Morning, guys. They weren't even at Yankee Stadium last night. They had to go over to Citi Field and have their season end because of the Yankees playoff run. They had to make a decision on if they could have that game at Yankee Stadium. It looked like the Yankees might take that series longer, so they had to move it over to Citi Field. So for New York City, you don't play in the first round of games, and you come in flat, and you're not on your home field, and it really showed for them last night.
Well, that's a good thing for us. We'll take that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Hugh's absolutely right. You can't worry about facing Toronto at home if you don't play against Philadelphia tonight, and that's the big issue here. So tonight you have Philadelphia Union. Our coverage begins with you and Mike at 7, and then the kickers at 8 tonight. So what are you thinking on game night? What are you thinking on match day?
This is a tricky one because Philadelphia, they're a team that can win MLS Cup. I think they have a lot of balance. The biggest miss that they're likely to have tonight is Kasper Schebilko. It's incredibly unlikely we see him. And he's their leading scorer and does so much off the ball to make the Philadelphia Union a better team. There's also a big question about their captain, Alejandro Bedoya, who came in to the end of the season with quad strain, didn't play on decision day, did play last weekend in the postseason, had to leave the match. Jim Curtin said it was cramping. It looked like an aggravation of the quad. It felt like he was playing on one leg for most of the second half. He's an emotional leader for that team. They also have a lot of tactical flexibility when he's in the team. If he's not, there's some big questions about how they replace both Schebilko and Bedoya. But as we know, Atlanta United has those questions too about replacing players who are injured.
Yeah, speaking of that, Jason, defensively, Miles Robinson and Michael Parkhurst gone. So how do you think we're going to line up since they're not going to be in there?
It kind of presents a little bit of a question for Frank DeBoer, and that creates some questions for Jim Curtin on the other side, because Frank DeBoer could start the game in a similar type of shape as he started most of the second half of the season, playing three center backs, playing in a 3-5-2, and that's how they started against New England with Parkhurst replacing Robinson. But second half, with the substitutions of Florentine Pogba and Tito Villalba coming into that match, they shifted to two center backs and a line of four defensively. You could see them start in that shape, and they've started in that shape for most of the first half of the season this year. Florentine Pogba, you would think, becomes a potential starter tonight. You've got lots of different ways you could do this. We've seen Jeff Lorenowitz play in the back line. We've seen Franco Escobar play as a center back or as a right back. I think one player who I've had the chance to see with Atlanta United too quite a bit in the last couple months of the season is Mikey Ambrose, who had an injury midway through, probably would have seen some time when Breck Shea went down injured, but Mikey Ambrose was injured. So you didn't have him as an option, and Atlanta United found a different way to play with Justin Merrim as that wingback. Mikey Ambrose, I think, has to be in the 18 tonight. Does he push four time? There's so many different ways for this to go. Frank DeBoer has probably the most difficult decision from filling out the lineup card that he's had in his time here in Atlanta.
Talking with Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Again, tonight, Atlanta United at home against Philadelphia Union. You mentioned that Philadelphia could win MLS Cup. Really, anybody that's still standing of the six teams that are left can win MLS Cup, if for no other reason than you have not only six teams left, but also this one-and-done changes everything in terms of having kind of an advantage if you're the the bigger squad, the higher-ranked squad. We saw that last night with NYCFC. We're seeing it out west as well. Last night, Seattle beat Real Salt Lake, and they are going to make the Western Finals against either the Galaxy or against LAFC. And we know that LAFC, even though they're the Supporters' Shield winner, best team in the regular season, has struggled mightily against Zlatan and Galaxy this year. Matter of fact, Galaxy, I think, hasn't lost to them. And so, Jason, anything can happen in that game in LA tonight.
Yeah, these one and done at this stage of the year, it's really tricky. I mean, there was a lot of hype in the first week of the playoffs about all the wild games in the knockout round. We've had the knockout round before. It was structured a little bit differently this time because you added a team to the playoffs and you made the number two seeds go into the knockout round. But that part was the same. It's now where you get the biggest difference, and I think it played out last night with New York City, and it could play out tonight with LAFC because those number one seeds, they don't play the first game. You're playing an opponent who has played a game, so has a little bit more of a rhythm, a little bit more momentum, and you don't get 180 minutes to see it through. You only get 90. In New York City, first half last night, sleepwalking through it. They couldn't get into the playoff intensity or that rhythm. LAFC is going to have to hit the ground running better tonight, and they're playing a team that they've never beaten in the LA Galaxy.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to my man, Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Jason, Franco Escobar has come up big in this playoff series. What have you seen that's different from him now that is allowing him to play the way that he's playing?
When you can get him out to right back or as a wing back, then he can get forward, and he becomes that attacking threat with his speed and his ability in the final third. I mean, we saw it last year when he was playing as the wing back in a 3-5-2, bombing forward and scoring big goals. Moved him to right back with that tactical change from Frank DeBoer in the second half against New England, and he gets forward, overlaps Gressel, puts in the ball after a great pass from Ezequiel Barco. He's just relentless, and that range that he has because he's got such a motor and he's got such speed, he can get up and down the flank. And when you're playing a team, and tonight's a prime example with Kai Wagner from Philadelphia, a left back who wants to get forward and get involved in the attack, when you're playing a team that has Franco Escobar in it and he wants to get forward, he can pin the other team's left back into their back line and not let them get forward and take away a weapon. And Escobar, with what he's done so far getting forward, you have to respect it. So teams have to defend against it. It can make them a little less dangerous when they go forward.
And talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for round two of the playoffs tonight, Atlanta United can make the Eastern Conference Finals again as defending champion if they can beat Philadelphia Union at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And we mentioned before the playoffs began that given what's going on, Jason, in town, with how the Braves season ended and what's going on with the Falcons this year, that the town is kind of looking to Atlanta United to kind of, you know, give us something good and positive to talk about here, not to put too much pressure, but, you know, kind of expanding upon that. Here's an opportunity now for Frank DeBoer to really finish strong and to, if he does finish as strong as he potentially could, to silence all of the critics. I mean, he would have had, you know, a season with potentially three trophies, which is, you know, something that's only been done once by an MLS team. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation where Frank DeBoer, I don't think those critics are loud right now at all. And if they are, I don't know what they're watching. Because DeBoer, in my mind, has had to navigate so many different potential potholes this season. I mean, just coming in to a successful team is difficult for a manager because I think you kind of get stuck in, do I want to do things in my way and the way that I see I should build this team, or do I have to do what worked before? That's always just a difficult challenge in any sport. We all know that. But then with the injuries, and then with the crowded schedule, and then with CONCACAF, and then with the Open Cup run, I mean, this tonight is game number 47 for Atlanta United. There's only one team in MLS history that's played more games in a calendar year than that. That just adds up. I mean, Philadelphia hasn't played 40 games this year. So it's very, very difficult with everything that Frank DeBoer's had to manage to get to this point. Two trophies. You're in a conference semifinal. It's kind of hard to complain at this point, in my opinion.
Sports Radio 929 Game, talking to my man Jason Longshore on Sports Radio 929 Game, Atlanta United analyst. So you talk about Philadelphia. They not only play Sunday, they played extra time Sunday. Do you feel that gives Atlanta United an advantage this coming up tonight?
I think it has to because Atlanta has more rest and they didn't play as many minutes, and they didn't play as many intense minutes either. Philadelphia, conditions weren't great. Field was heavy. It was a lot of work playing against the pressing style of the New York Red Bulls. They had to come from behind. I mean, that just, it takes a lot out of you. the Union, the question coming in for them is that that was their first playoff win in franchise history. They had never gotten to this point in the postseason. Are they going to try to push on past this, or did it take so much out of them that you kind of get that, all right, good season, let's just see what happens now? Or do they have that push to get through tonight? Because we've seen it every time teams have come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. When the seven teams and this crowd gets going, you almost see it in the opponent's eyes how overwhelmed they can get. I don't think Philadelphia can survive if they give up an early goal. I think then it can get out of hand. I think Atlanta, from the jump, really needs to put it to Philadelphia and test those legs.
Is there something there's some stat out there about when Atlanta United scores first that they like they're almost impossible to beat.
This season it's been that way. Yeah. And you're talking about a season where in MLS play they only conceded first 10 out of 34 times.
Wow. Yeah, so they usually do jump up quick, and so let's see if they can't get a big lead tonight and kind of make it so that Toronto comes in, because we could start to look ahead to that game after tonight, as Hugh has said, first things first. But I am starting to peek around the corner of the fact that maybe you're starting to get a little bit of luck break your way, and that could also happen tonight with the second game. If a Galaxy can beat LAFC, suddenly you could be in the same situation you were when you ran to the Cup last year, whereas you get everything at home. And
then you're in the driver's seat. If that happens tonight, you're in the driver's seat. And this quest for a 30-win year, because if you get to MLS Cup, that's the potential to win game 30. And that's an incredible season for any club in the world if you can win 30 matches in a calendar year.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jason. We look forward to the game tonight. Enjoy it. Bring home a win.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.